The quinceañera industry is continuing to grow in Reno, increasing the economic impact in our community and providing jobs for many locals in the area. Our reporter Stephanie Serrano dives into the business and explores what it takes to really put on a quinceañera. Serrano is with Noticiero Móvil, a Spanish-English bilingual multimedia news outlet run by the Reynolds School of Journalism.
Fifteen-year-old Angelica Puga believes that having a quinceañera is more than just the glitz and glamour. It is the moment she becomes an independent Latina.
When you were a little girl, you would ask your parents for help, and they'd help you make the right decision. But now, they just give you advice so you can learn from your mistakes and learn how to make your own choices.
Quinceañeras are a Latin American tradition, which are meant to celebrate a young girl becoming a woman. The average quinceañera can cost anywhere from $10,000 to $15,000. That includes the venue, entertainment, catering, photography, and wardrobe for the birthday girl and eight of her closest friends. The quinceañera's loved ones contribute financially to make the celebration come true. They are called padrinos, or godparents, and they can sponsor specific items like the heels, the crown, the cake, or the dress, which on the low end is at least $600. Lily Gutierrez has owned a store for the quinceañera business for 4 years on Wells Avenue in Midtown Reno. Her store is filled wall to wall with elegant, bold dresses of every color and material, from silk to lace, to tulle, along with intricate beading.
Pues vendemos vestidos de quinceañera en paquetes. También rentamos trajes para los chambelanes.
Just the dress, the most expensive one, costs $1,500 to $2,000. We also sell dresses for quinceañeras in packages, and we rent tuxedos for her chambelanes, as well as decorations, tablecloths, tables, chairs, everything you need for the party.
But those are just the basics of the party planning. There are also three main choreographed dances the quinceañera and her damas and chambelanes perform at the fiesta. Those damas and chambelanes are like members of a bridal party. That's Juan Briones. His dancing career began 13 years ago in Mexico City while studying to become an engineer. He moved to the United States in 2011 and started his choreography business called Silos Dance on Wells Avenue 1 year later.
Por ejemplo, aquí ponemos lo que es el vals de entrada, que es el opening, con el cual la niña abre la pista de baile.
The opening dance is the waltz, and it introduces the quinceañera to her guests. Then comes the main dance, where she dances with her damas and chambelanes. Afterward is what we call the surprise dance, where the quinceañera chooses a mix of songs with different musical rhythms she likes, like bachata, merengue, hip-hop, rock and roll, duranguense, quebradita, and cumbia.
His group practices 3 months before each event. Briones says his busy season starts in March and ends in October, and he works roughly 60 quinceañeras per year. When he's not busy with that, he's busy updating his YouTube channel, Silos Dance NV. His most popular video has close to 30,000 views, and Briones is just one of the many entrepreneurs invested in the industry.
It is so important because so many people live off of this industry. DJs, the cake maker, decorators, the people who sell dresses, rent the tuxedos, the ones who do photography and video, those of us who do the choreography, people who make invitations, musicians, bands, all these services profit from the fiestas. Quinceañeras move the money around our community.
The Reno Sparks Chamber of Commerce does not have any data on Latino businesses, including those focusing on quinceañeras right now, though the group wants to change that. In the meantime, Briones is convinced that this industry has a significant impact on the local economy. For Reno Public Radio News, I'm Stephanie Serrano with Noticiero Móvil.
Stephanie Serrano is a senior at the Reynolds School of Journalism, which operates Noticiero Móvil, a multimedia bilingual news outlet.